Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, great to have you with us. One Review calls it a great testimony of hope, forgiveness, inspiration, encouragement, and motivation. Confessions of the Heart by Kana Lee is an intimate and provocative collection of poems and letters that capture the essence of her thought life in two unique periods of her life. She shares her thoughts and opinions she had when she was of the world, influenced by her feelings and emotions, disappointments and experiences, lack of guidance and explanations. Life was unfulfilling, she said. Well, she's arrived at the point where she recognized there had to be more to life than working and paying bills. Her question was, now what do I do? Kana Lee grew up in Brinkley, Arkansas, a town of about 5,000. In 2011, the death of her father changed her perspective on life and moved her in the direction of seeking God. She is currently host of the radio show Bread of Life Talk Show, pursuing her dream to become a licensed professional counselor. Author of Confessions of the Heart, Kana Lee, joining us on This Week in America. Kana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Been looking forward to having this chance to talk to you about the book and everything that's going on in your life and this great transformation. I talked about an intimate, provocative collection. What was it like to share your thoughts with everybody? And I know it had to be probably somewhat difficult to do, but it's helping so many people because they can relate to what you went through.
Well, initially, it was scary because the first thing you is, because especially when it's something I've never shared before, they were just my thoughts, what I was going through. And the first thought was like, what if I share this and I get all of this backlash and people start talking about me? And so that was the first thought that went through my head. But then I said, well, if I truly believe that I'm forgiven of my sins and I'm supposed to use this as a testimony to share with others. So I took a huge leap of faith and said, okay, I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to share it because it may be beneficial to someone else.
And it certainly has been. And I like the unique aspect of this. You really open up and we appreciate your honesty. We can learn from your honesty. Is that the feedback you're getting? Because this book really is unique and touching a lot of people.
Yes, it is. When I had a chance to share it with people, to actually just get it out there. Right now, I'm in a point where trying to get it out there beyond, you know, friends and family, but to get to people who really, because right now we live in a time where people are looking for authenticity. They're yes. looking for someone who can be honest, open about what they experience. And so when you talk about the transformation, the conversion, it seems more believable when you can be transparent versus you just want to tell, versus being cookie cutter. A lot of people are cookie cutter about their lives. They only tell you the good parts, but they don't tell you their failures and what they truly experienced.
Well, you're very open about that. And let's go back to growing up. And you always felt a reluctance and certainly not an encouragement to share your emotions. Talk about that, because that really, in a negative way, impacted the early stages of your life, didn't it? Because you really weren't allowed to express those emotions. Talk about that period.
You know, it was really hard for me growing up because I was a very sensitive child. And so I didn't get that emotional, that love and attention that I needed. And so it caused me just kind of to withdraw from everyone. I mean, I had two parents, a mother and a father and a sibling. But as far as being able to talk, I just did. And so I kind of lived in this constant period of fear. So actually, school was the only outlet where I could go and actually get some positive feedback, was to get an appreciation. But over time, what happened was that fear turned into anger and turned into bitterness, and I ended up lashing out.
With us on the program is Kana Lee. That's C-A-N-A-A Lee, L-E-E. Her book is Confessions of the Heart. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, the usual places. You can also go to her website, which is KanaLeeBooks.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. You talk about then when you went off to college, all these emotions and feelings that were really bottled up for a period of time. You talk about they soon revealed themselves in a sharp, bold, aggressive manner. Talk about that and then dealing with what you were going through at that period with these emotions.
Well, going to college, when I graduated from high school, I couldn't wait to leave home. My dad and I didn't get along, and I wanted a relationship with my dad, but we were too much alike. So we ended up bumping heads. So I couldn't wait to graduate, go off to college, but that didn't fix the problem. It actually made it even worse because in my heart of hearts, what I really wanted. I really wanted a relationship with my dad. So I thought when I got a boyfriend that that would make it easier. And to some degree, it didn't. But that only opened up a can of worms. And I had to, then I found myself at a point where I had to deal with intimate issues, interpersonal relationships. Now with, you know, how I was feeling about myself and how I felt about a boyfriend. And so when my boyfriend broke up with me in college, it was absolutely devastating. It actually took me 3 years to get over that. Go ahead.
Because it's a fascinating story and you're very honest about telling that and go through what so many people go through when a relationship breaks up.
And so what I found out was as I grew up, I thought that, you know, I thought I was trying to run away from my dad. You know, I wanted a man that wasn't my dad, but in actuality, that never worked out that way because I really didn't understand why my dad treated me the way he did. I mean, in my heart, I thought my dad did not love me. I actually thought he hated me. And that rejection ran so deep, and it impacted every relationship that I was in, every personal relationship, a professional relationship, intimate relationship. Every relationship was affected by the rejection I experienced with my father.
You went through a period then where poetry was sort of the direction you turned, I think mid to late 20s when you started writing things down. Was that your outlet? Was that where you had a chance to let these emotions for you to maybe let them come to the surface? Maybe for you, it's the first time you even understood some of these emotions that you had been repressing.
Well, actually, even when I was a younger child, I kept a journal and I used to write my thoughts then. But when I became especially my mid-20s, it's really when it really hit, hard. It was a very tumultuous time in my life. I said, because this relationship with my dad, I didn't really understand how important it was. And so I began to write it down. Now, my dad was a poet, a very intelligent man. He was a poet. He was an author. He was a great speaker. He was a businessman. And so when I was younger, I tried to write poetry and I failed at that. But when I got older and when I had some personal experiences and my emotions were strong, I had very strong opinions about how I felt. And so I took this opportunity to put in writing how I was feeling, how I was dealing with relationships, how I was dealing with my dad, how I felt about God. All of these things is how I truly felt, is what I was truly going through. And when I go back and read, I was very angry. And my poetry, when I read it, it's like, wow, did I really feel that way? And I really did, because that brokenness and that wound and that rejection and that abandonment and that rejection from other people growing up. I was a high school school teacher, and so dealing with racism and discrimination, it was a lot for a young Black woman to deal with all that time, and I still didn't have any direction.
Then the year 2011 comes around, and your father dies that year, and you talk about that death, his death, really changed your perspective on life. Put that in perspective for us. What impact did that have on you?
Well, since my dad and I didn't have a very good relationship, around 2008, I got to a point where, you know, I wanted to mend my relationship with my dad, so I chose to forgive. And so forgiveness is a choice. What I did know throughout this time, my father was ill. He didn't tell anyone. My mom didn't tell anyone. And so the summer of 2011, something told me, you know, if I don't go home to visit my dad now, I'll probably never see him again. And when I went home that summer, I saw him and he was completely different. He was nice. He was thoughtful. He was kind. I have never in my life ever seen my dad at that point in his life. And so the change. And so three months before then, he told me, he hugged me and he told me he loved me, and he died 3 months later. The transformation that I saw in my dad, I knew there was a God. I absolutely knew. My mom didn't do it. I didn't do it. My brother didn't do it. What I saw with my own eyes was like, okay, God is real. And my dad's death totally changed my perspective on life, because my mortality became a reality in my life. I mean, we all know we're going to die, but when my dad died, now I could see, oh, man, I mean, I could die tomorrow. And I knew it wasn't right with God. I knew I didn't read the Bible. So my dad read the Bible. That's not the thing that saves you. But I knew, okay, you know, I need to take my life more seriously. And so that's the transition because now mortality was not just a concept, it was a reality to me.
You're talking about... Yeah, I'm sorry, finish your thought.
And so heaven and hell were now not just concepts, they were a reality with me that I was confronted with, and now I had to deal with that.
It's interesting because you talked before this, you had sort of an interesting relationship, a relationship that many people probably do with the church. You're a believer, but you're not fully invested. You're not fully aware of what exactly this means and how to implement it in your life. And you talk about after this happened, it gave you a whole new perspective. And for the first time, you read the Bible differently than you did before.
Well, actually, I did, because before this, I didn't read the Bible, didn't understand the Bible, knew anything about it.
Yes.
And so from the time my dad passed away in 2011 and to the time I surrendered my life to Christ was in 2013, which is about 18 months or so. I saw a radical transformation in my dad, something that I knew that was supernatural beyond reason. And the same thing happened to me when I saw myself as a sinner. And that's the thing is, well, you know, I'm not that bad when you compare yourself to someone else. We call them just mistakes. But when God himself reveals to you that, you know, you broke my law. And if I take all the events that happened up until my life, until that point in my life was just a tip of the iceberg. And so in that time was 3 days of weeping. I've never wept in my life before. I mean, it was like an overwhelming feeling of emotions. Every sin, everything I had done wrong had flooded my mind like a rushing river. And I'm like, what is this? And I couldn't control it. I totally had no control over myself and what I was doing in that moment of time. And after those 3 days, when I stopped, life, everything looked differently. Literally, everything was absolutely new. And I'm like, well, what is this? And so when I began to go to church, I actually wanted to read the Bible. I actually wanted to go to church. I actually wanted to do those things. Those things before didn't matter to me. But now something was different. Something was new. I couldn't explain it, but I wanted to search it out and find out what that was.
Well, and you say the book is Confessions of the Heart. Kana Lee is our guest on the program. That's Kanaalee. Our website is kanaaleebooks.com. Book available at the usual places, Amazon, for example. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Kana and the book. You say, the day I repented towards God was the day I began to live. That really was a transformational moment in your life, and one that I can tell from your enthusiasm that you continue to grow, don't you?
I do. Now, because I didn't go to a church, and I didn't go to an altar call, and didn't have someone. I didn't do a sinner's prayer. I didn't do any of those things. God found me in my house in Garland, Texas. So it was on his terms on the day that he wanted to speak to me. And I'll never forget when I experienced, because I experienced God for myself. So it wasn't something someone else told me. It wasn't because I had praying parents. It wasn't because I was raised in church. I was an unbeliever who was seeking for God, and God found me in my heartache and in my pain and everything I was dealing with. And the transformation is so radical to now. I read the Bible all the time, and I understand things, not because I went to theology school. I understand things because when the Bible says that God lives in you, he lives in me, and his spirit teaches. Just like the Bible says, everything, my life is a testimony of the validity that the Bible is true and God is real. That's what makes this so, that's why this story is so needful to be told. I say, because I know how it is to be an unbeliever and a skeptic. And I also know what it's like to be a true believer, a true follower of Christ. And I'm not religious. And I take my faith very seriously. But I'm very willing and very candid about sharing my life and my testimony with others. So, because there is plenty of skeptics out there who have questions and want to know, is this real? That's the question. That's what people really want to know. Is Christianity real, and why is it different? What makes it unique? And my life testifies of that.
It's all in the book, Confessions of the Heart by Kana Lee, our guest on the program. Time going by too quickly, which I knew was going to be the case. What do you hope that the readers take away from this book in reading your story, which is, again, a very relatable story? What do you hope readers take away from this?
Well, because it's an account of my thought life before Christianity and after Christianity, after reading this book, my hopes are that when you read it, that you know that Jesus Christ is real, that he's not just a man, but that he wants to encounter your life. It is a personal, intimate account with God for people to know and put aside the doubts and the misconceptions and all the questions that we have. Until you experience God for yourself, you really can't understand him. That's what you to come away with this.
When you read the book, we understand you and what you went through. When you were putting the book together and went back with the finished product and read through it, what did you learn about Cana Lee when you went back and looked at your, especially the thought process back years ago?
What I saw about myself is that my poetry was strictly my feelings and my emotions, not necessarily something that was true, but because I was emotionally hurt, emotionally traumatized, I was speaking from a place of hurt and pain. And I could see, when I went back to read it, I could see the pain and the hurt and the frustrations I was experiencing. And then on the other side, I could see the transformation of how God healed my heart through forgiveness and writing and sharing and being authentic and candid. On both sides of the fence was truth, was me, but there's the hurt me, and then there's the new restored me. And that's amazing to see on paper, even for myself as the author.
Yeah, it jumps off the page. You can see the difference in attitude. You can see the difference in tone. You can see the difference in understanding life. It literally is a night and day transformation when you read through that. I know you're working on a new book, Writings of the Wall of My Heart. Briefly, what's that about, and how are you coming at it?
Well, that book is actually a continuation of Confessions of the Heart. Confessions of the Heart is a brief snapshot between about 2 or 3 years. Writings of the Wall of My Heart goes all the way back to my childhood. So I go from childhood and give more details about the things that I experienced in it.
And that book, you can check the availability of that by going to Cana Lee's website, which is canaleebooks.com. Mentioned that studying, your dream is to become a licensed professional counselor. Talk about that and being able to help people, because there's nothing better than someone, a counselor, who's actually been through it. So often we see people that have never been through it, they're trying to counsel. You've actually been there. You've been on the battle line. You know what other people are going through, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Actually, this is a second career for me, because my first career was I was a high school math teacher. And so after I retired, and I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do next, Lord? What do you want me to do? And he led me to professional counseling, because I know the message of the gospel, but so many people are broken and hurt. They can't see God. They can't receive the word of God. And I know how that is, because I used to think that way. So helping people deal with the hurt, the emotional side, the trauma, the frustrations, the anger, the questions about life, helping them to understand life helps them lead them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's perfect. It's a perfect way for me to apply what I've experienced, show empathy to others, and also lead them to Jesus. And so I'm excited about that too as well.
And you do that in the book, do it so well in the book, Confessions of the Heart. Cana Lee, our guest on the program, that's C-A-N-A-A, Lee is L-E-E. Her website is canaleebooks.com. Books available at Amazon, the usual places. And, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cana, it's been great to have you with us on the program. Much success with all you're doing. So many aspects of your life out there, reaching so many people and being able to impact in a positive way so many. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us on the program today.
My pleasure, Rick. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Cana Lee, our guest on the program, the book Confessions of the Heart. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.